I know one of the things with inspiration is sometimes you get an idea, but sometimes an idea gets a hold of you. And mm-hmm. I feel that the spirit of Neville Goddard has really got a hold of you recently
100%.
Through everything that you're doing. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about how entering these altered states through the psychedelics and your experience with psychedelics, how that's helped you understand the teachings of Neville Goddard. And I just wanted to throw out two that you can perhaps sort of riff off.
Sure.
Just more general, that it's there is nothing to change but the concept of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I took that from one of your reels.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no limit to your creative power. And one of Neville's biggest teachings on manifestation, feel the feeling of the wish fulfilled.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Neville Goddard?
Mm-hmm.
What is manifestation? Why have you felt cool to share his teachings and bring them into modern consciousness?
Yeah. Who is Neville? He was an incredible teacher who lived in the 1900s, and he would give these lectures for free, teaching about the power of imagination. He never called it manifestation because I don't think it was even a buzzword in the 1900s. He just called it creation.
Mm.
How do we create reality? And his whole theory was there is a 4D mental plane where the reality actually exists. So when you imagine yourself being successful, you capture the feeling of that success. That's the reality in 4D. It then, over time, with a bit of delay, filters into the 3D in the same way that a cube throws off a shadow of a square on the wall.
Mm.
We're living in the square. We're thinking this is the square. But the cube, there's another mental version that's a higher dimension.
Mm.
And it's filtering down. So he says, just go directly to the mental version. Experience it in your imagination. Experience it in the 4D. Whatever you want, feel the feeling that implies that you've already got something. You've already achieved it. So if you want a partner, you imagine a scene, a small scene that implies that you already are living in that relationship. So it could be the words of your partner saying, hey, do you want some coffee? I'm just making some coffee. And you're in your home together.
Mm.
So you're not actually thinking of getting the partner. You're already there living it in your imagination. Mm. And his theory is, once you experience it in your imagination, it's only a matter of time before the reflection of the 3D, because this is a mirror world, it'll mirror back to you. And he calls it bridge of incidents. So there will be a bridge of incidents that will, one day you'll wake up and you'll literally hear the exact same words. Hey, babe, do you want a cup of coffee? And you'll be, and if you remember, because most of us don't remember, by that time, we forgot that we created it.
Yeah.
We do this all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I manifested that.
Uh-huh.
I literally, and you hear the same words. And dude, I've had this play out a few times, and yeah, it's so funny. In the moment, you're like, holy shit, I created this. And then just as quickly, you fall back into the dream.
Yeah.
You forget that you're the creator. Huh. And you're like, ah, that was a coincidence. That was luck. And yeah. But then you do it again, and you're like, my God, there's something to it. So how mushrooms have helped me a lot with understanding Neville and manifestation in general is, on mushrooms, and also DMT was a huge helper. You literally see frequency.
Mm.
You're looking at the trees, but they're no longer just trees.
Mm.
You're seeing every ripple of the waves of the wind through the leaves. You're seeing the fractal nature of reality. You're looking at the sky and you're seeing a grid of energy. So when you see that on shrooms, you're like, okay, there is a 4D and I get access to it on mushrooms.
Mm.
Like it becomes less of, I trust what this author says, to, I've seen it.
Mm.
I've literally seen energy and frequency. And so now when I read these books about vibration and frequency and thoughts, I no longer have to go on blind faith. I can actually see it. And also on the mushroom trips, I've noticed there is sometimes instant manifestation.
Mm.
Have you ever turned on your phone after a trip and there's like a bunch of messages and they're just exactly the things you need to see and hear and read? People who haven't contacted you in months suddenly reach out because your energy in that heightened state pulled them in. Or I've noticed this, if I'm having a really difficult moment on the trip, especially in Bali, someone will like rev their scooter really loudly at the exact moment I'm having a bad moment, or the geckos will start chattering really loudly. As soon as I find peace, everything goes back to quiet.
Mm.
I'm not saying anything. It's purely internal, the grief or the resistance. but the geckos can feel it. The guy on the motorcycle who has no idea what part he's playing in my hologram, perfectly in sync. So that leads me to believe everything is like that. In our day-to-day sober reality, everything is in sync. We just don't notice it as much.
A lot of what you have just said will trigger a lot of people. Okay. Who are these people saying, oh, it's all a hologram and it's all about frequency and it's all about, you know, you can in tune with it. Okay, come on, man. Like, I get it. Mushrooms are nice. Come on, man. Something that I really want to push. This isn't like woo-woo. Science is proving this.
Oh, yeah.
Science literally proves this. This is like we have radio waves that are flying all around. Mm-hmm. Like we live in a vibrational world, state, reality. It's all vibration. And that's not up for discussion. Like, it's just not up for discussion.
Everything you see is waves of light. Everything you hear.
And this is why musicians understand it. Musicians, I always find, understand it intuitively because they understand the transfer of energy through frequency, their music. Mm-hmm. They understand that they can bring an intention or they can bring a feeling and they can transfer that feeling through their music, through vibrations, and give it to someone else. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of say that because I know that a lot of people... for even some of the things that I've spoken about before, it can really trigger people. Mm. And it's a...
Why do you think it triggers them?
It's because of the association with the woo-woo thing. It's like an identity thing. It's they don't want to be... It's because they see like so far one way, you know, you have the, you know, people who take like the spiritual ego path where it's like, look how spiritual I am through how I'm dressing.
I see.
And I think they use... we're sharing the same language. Mm-hmm. So when you share that language with someone, the loudest people are the ones who are, you know, doing interesting things and hey, whatever, I might be completely wrong, but that might be the answer. I don't know. Mm. But I think they're the loudest. So when they hear the same language and they hear the same terminology, it's all frequency and all this, it triggers them and they associate it with that. And if they buy into it, their ego orb, they don't allow themselves to enter it because they think that they're going to be entering into that world.
This is actually why I recommend Neville to a lot of people because he actually never uses the word frequency. It's something that I use because I really resonate with it from mushrooms. He never uses the word manifestation. He never uses the word frequency. I don't think he's ever used the word vibration. His language, he's just such a unique writer. And the 1900s, you know, when they wrote books in that time, it's the language is more direct. There's less fluff.
Yeah.
So I feel like anyone who has a problem with The Secret or Law of Attraction, go to the source, go to Neville. Yes. I mean, he's not, there's obviously a source beyond the source, like the Emerald Tablet, I'm sure talked about this thousands of years ago, but go to an earlier version of this truth through Neville, through Emmett Fox, who's another great teacher. And read their writings and see if that resonates with you. The other thing that Neville always says is he says, test it. Don't believe me. Test it for yourself. Go to sleep at night. Imagine a simple thing that your friend says about you behind your back. A thing that is good.
Okay, good.
have you heard that Tom, my God, his business is just exploding.
Yeah.
And you just hear it mentally. Not even visualizing. You're just imagining the audio of a friend you know talking to someone else about you. About your success.
Yeah.
See what happens. Repeat that for a week. See what happens.
I'm going to do it tonight, bro.
Yeah.
But, mate, I think that's such amazing wisdom. And you're so right. People can access Neville's teachings and not be triggered in that way. What are the core teachings that you feel so inspired to bring out? What are the core teachings that have really resonated with you? What's got a hold of you? What is it you really want to share in terms of manifestation or reality creation?
Yeah.
Why is that important for people to know?
Well, you're living in a reality. We don't know what this is. No one can say what is the actual true nature of reality. It could be a hologram, could be a simulation, could be something else. The key is find a framework that helps you navigate the reality, that helps you surf the waves. Part of it is going to come from books and teachers. Part of it has to come from your own experience. If you find the right books and teachers and you combine it with your own personal, hey, this happened to me and I manifested this, you're going to start to build your own personal rule set for how reality might work. Now, you'll never know for sure how it works, but you can test it and see if it brings you results. And if it does, great. We're going to keep using the theory that brings us results.
Yeah.
So sometimes people get caught up in, is this the truth? Is it really a hologram? I would focus more on, does this bring meaningful, positive impact into my life, my business, my relationships?
Yeah.
So what I love about Neville, like you said, no one to change but self. So every time I have a problem with a person, it's not them.
Yeah.
No one to change but self. So even if I block someone or cut them out of my life, it's not about them.
Yeah.
I am changing my standards and changing myself.
Yeah.
Of course, it comes up in every area of life. So when you have problems with money, it's not the outside world. It's something you haven't learned yet or haven't applied. Some of the language around the manifestation community focused a lot on thoughts.
Yes.
Control your thinking.
Yes.
But Neville really beautifully puts it that it's really the feeling you're going after.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oh, I thought this affirmation 100 times, where is my Ferrari? It's about, are you embodying the feeling of wealth?
Yes.
Are you embodying the feeling of health?
Yes.
Are you embodying the feeling of worth? And you get to choose. You have total free will of the state you want to inhabit. Neville says all states are already created.
Yes.
There's every single version of you that already exists.
Mm.
The poor, the wicked, the evil, the generous, the kind.
Yes.
You have been given the gift of choosing which TV channel, which frequency you want to turn on in your life. Yeah. And it works, but it works with time.
Yes.
It is not an overnight thing. Sometimes it is, but to really embody a frequency, it's sometimes months of just holding on to the feeling that you want to establish in your life as the dominant frequency, and you'll start to see signs. First, small signs, like a little sprouting of the leaves. You know, it's like you're watering a plant. Eventually, it'll grow into a big oak tree that can't be cut down by anyone because it's just so huge and massive. But eventually, at first, it's a little sapling. And so, of course, if you have doubts, it'll just destroy the sapling, right? So you have to, it's a discipline thing of how much can I hold on to the new feeling?
Yeah. So I believe it's Neville says as well, it's your feelings imprint on your subconscious.
Something like that.
It's along those lines. And for me, that's a nice visualization. It's like your subconscious will run the operation while you're not, you know, it's in your subconscious.
I'm not sure if you actually talked about subconscious, but I agree with that. I think it's like, someone else said it, it's like a stamp on the hot wax of an envelope.
Yes.
You're making a mold.
Yes.
And so
that's a brilliant visualization.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant visualization. How can someone do that, let's say, with money? In your opinion, how can someone feel the feeling of abundance?
Yeah.
And like you said, you're not just going to have a thought and zap a Ferrari. You're not going to have a thought and, zap a bunch of cash. How does that process actually work? Is that even real?
First of all, I would examine your relationship with money. Do you have a relationship with money? Someone on my podcast, she said, I like to have a date night with money every Wednesday. She'll take herself out for dinner, but it's actually with money. And she'll just see like, well, where are the blocks between us and what should I be working on? And why isn't the abundance coming? She'll talk to money. And this is what this is not a Neville technique, but it's something I found super useful is get a relationship with money. Get interested in it.
Yeah.
If you're in your mind, oh, money's evil or money's dirty, how can you expect to build a relationship with someone if you keep calling them dirty? Right? So you have to find the beauty in having a lot of resources.
Yeah.
What that could expand your life into. Are you grateful for money? If someone gives you a dollar, can you feel gratitude for that dollar?
Yeah.
When you get a free coffee from someone, are you truly feeling, because wealth is, abundance is not just about money. It's the frequency of gratitude. It's the frequency of overflow, more than enough.
Yes.
Plenty for all. Yeah. That doesn't have to come from money. My friend Steve, his transformation happened when he went to the ocean. He was dead broke, on the verge of bankruptcy. I think he was like 100K in debt. And collectors were calling him every day. It was super stressful. And he tells the story on his blog. He goes to the beach, I think it was Santa Monica Beach. And he's sitting there and he's looking at the waves. And he's like, huh, this feels nice. The ocean is free. The sand is free. Why can't my whole life be like that? No collectors calling me here. I can enjoy this beach for free and just take in the ocean breeze, the beautiful sunset. And he realized in that moment, you don't need money to feel that feeling.
Yes.
And if you feel that feeling, eventually it'll dominate your life. You will find ways to earn money in ways that match that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll bring that feeling of freedom, expansiveness, abundance, gratitude for what is.
Yes.
You can't get from there to here, I'll be grateful when I get there. That doesn't work. Another story I read from someone, she said, manifestation worked for me when I was living in a trailer with holes in the ground and rats coming in. I had to first be absolutely grateful for that.
Yes.
Eventually, I ended up in a mansion.
Yeah.
But it started from being grateful for the holes in the ground.
I wanted to read a Neville quote as well. One that I love what you said so much, and it's finding it in that present moment now. You want to feel more abundance? It's here.
Can't find it here, you cannot find it anywhere else. The flame.
Yeah.
You can build a bonfire, but the little tiny flame, you've got to spark it here.
Yes.
And you can't wait for the universe to spark it. You've got to spark it. You've got to sit with yourself and say, what am I grateful for?
Yes.
Nothing. Okay. There must be something.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the air. Okay. That's a start.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Can you appreciate a cup of coffee?
Yes.
For 5 minutes, savoring the aromas.
Yes.
The people that had to pick the beans, that had to travel all the way around the world to get to you, the people that prepared it, the oat milk that was harvested. There is so much abundance in that cup of coffee that you can see if you just look.
Oh, man. That's beautiful, man. That's such a beautiful perspective.
Yeah.
I hope, challenge anyone who's listening. Next cup of coffee.
Yes.
You have.
I learned that from Ibrahim. We were having dinner once and he's like, every time I pray for the food, I'm thinking about every single person that had to contribute to this piece of meat or the salad or the eggs. And the list is, you can actually never thank all the people because it just goes back so far.
People can buy into this and they can experience this. And sometimes they come across these blocks. And there's a teaching from Neville that I wanted to get your perspective of and how people can bring this into the manifestations. Mm-hmm. And this is some of Neville's work that I think maybe isn't always touched upon, but I think it's crucial to understanding the core of it, from my understanding. So this is directly from Neville. Your desire to be fulfilled is directly proportionate to the naturalness of your feeling of already being that which you want to be, of already having what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it does not feel natural to you to be what you imagine yourself to be is the secret to your failure. Regardless of your desire, regardless of how faithfully and intelligently you follow the law, if you do not feel natural about what it is you want to be, you will not be it.
100%. The secret to your failure.
The secret to your failure, yeah.
That's not how people usually talk. This is what I mean. Neville, the way he channels this is incredible. Okay, so naturalness. Super glad you brought this up. Think about everything in your life you already feel natural about that comes easy to you, and you will see the secret of creation.
Huh.
So we live in Bali. It's natural to us.
Yes.
We don't wake up every day going, oh my God, can you believe we get to go to the beach today and we live by the ocean? Yeah. We're grateful, but it just feels natural. It's like, this is the frequency I'm on.
Yeah.
If it didn't feel natural, the energy, we would be kicked out of Bali energetically. We could not stay in this energy.
Huh.
You see it with social circles too. You go to this epic mastermind, high level people.
Yes.
They raise your energy for 3 days. If you cannot maintain the naturalness of that, of hanging around the millionaires and the billionaires in that mastermind, you're going to end up going to your comfort level, which is hanging out with your current friends.
Huh.
So it's everything. And so Neville says, you know, the reason you do the visualization in the first place and you repeat it every night, the scene, you imagine the scene, is to imprint that natural feeling.
Yes.
A really great way is just to look at what you've already manifested, what comes easy to you. For example, the city you live in, or maybe a skill you have, like writing or speaking, that to you it's just like, yeah, of course, like, or music. I've always played music. But to some other people, it would be like, oh my God, you know how to play piano, or you know how to do this, or you know how to dance.
Yeah.
So you look at one aspect of your life that is already working and you study it. Why is it working?
Huh.
What about this aspect of my life? Why is it flowing so well? And if you look at that, you will find every secret of creation in that moment. Look at what works and do more of it.
I love the example that you gave of Bali. And it's almost that flipping, oh yeah, I'm in Bali, driving around, it's sunny today, I've been doing this. But that's natural.
It's natural.
Maybe people be like, all right, good for you, mate. But that's the energy you have to approach it, because when you put the excess importance on it,
excess importance,
then you're going to push it further away.
Yeah. So in Reality Transurf, another beautiful book, Vadim Zeland talks a lot about excessive potential and balancing forces. When you put something on a pedestal, it kind of guarantees that you're just not ready for it.
Mm.
If you're like, oh, I want to live in Bali, but it's like this amazing thing. That's not the feeling you'd feel if you actually live in Bali.
Mm.
You would feel natural about it. You'd feel calm as a cucumber.
Yeah.
So it's kind of counterintuitive.
Yes.
Because we imagine manifestation as this, oh my God, I got it. I won the lottery.
Yes.
It's not that. It's you exactly as you are now with all your flaws.
Yeah.
You're not suddenly Brad Pitt. It's you with all your flaws, but just a slightly different frequency. And if you can work with that, you're going to attract so much more things than if you try to get this ideal that is not you. It's not you. You got to fall in love with who you are, all your flaws and warts and all, and then just upgrade the frequency on whichever area you want to work on. And do it one area at a time. It's just easier that way.
That is going to change so many people's lives.
I hope so.
That's amazing, brother.
Read Neville.
You've been listening to an excerpt from episode 23 of The James Zander Trip. To listen to the full conversation with me and Tom Spark, search for The James Zander Trip on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, or you can use the link in the show notes. This was one of my absolute favorite conversations, and I hope you check out the full episode and subscribe to The James Zander Trip. Go to jameszandertrip.com for all the links. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.